say greasy? RJ!
Ah, something a little more pleasant here. My neighbour from the rather exclusive Vauxhall Road area. How are you this morning, RJ?
I'm fine, Greasy. I'd just like to ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
Have you ever taken the time to actually examine a pawpaw?
No, I can't say that I ever have.
I'm serious. I mean, just think about it a moment. I happened to have a chance yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You see, I looked at the pawpaw, sliced cleanly in half.
Cleanly sliced.
That the actual, let's just say, the core of the plopper, the center of the plopper, is actually very hard, long since digested matter.
Uh-huh.
And then you have the inner ring, light in color and a little bit more or less consistent.
Uh-huh.
And then you actually have the outer crust made up of the actual housing for the plopper itself. It was a revelation, if you ask me.
You know, I think my dog has finally set you over the edge, buddy. Over the edge. I can't believe you would actually slice a plopper cleanly in half to examine it, frankly.
Oh, no, on the contrary. I didn't slice the plopper. You see, I was taking your dog back to you at the studio.
Yeah.
I got into the building. I entered the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I did so, your dog began to go into full quiver. It was later gargantuan plopper on the track of the elevator, and the elevator sliced it in half for me.
Hey, God,
geez, if you think he's crazy,
I'm going nuts.
You ought to see his mama.
Hi!
The Grease Man on DC 101.